to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, Bloomers. Welcome back to another episode of Inner Bloom. I am Alexa, and with me is my co-host, Ambi. Say hi, Ambi.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
We are, we're super excited about this one because this is a first for us. We are taking our first listener reading, live reading. Ambi is going to read one of our listeners who sent us an email today, which both of us read and we were like, oh, that's so nice. She would be such a great reading. Ambi, I thought I'd just like read the email real quick. So this is from Vivian. She said, first off, I just want to say I love your new podcast. I am a part of the Positive Head community, and that's how I came across your current podcast. I'm so happy you guys started your own. I'll admit I have my doubts with mediumship, but for some reason, your podcast has broadened my perspective on it, and I am more curious than ever about it. I never do this, but I felt really pulled to send this email, so here goes nothing. And we picked her. And as Ambi and I both thought, like, I don't know, it's cool to bring somebody on maybe who isn't quite sure about all of this, but kind of feels drawn to it. Right, Ambi?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I am so excited that she was drawn to even reach out, because I feel like most people that are really reluctant and reserved about mediumship or things of that nature are more like, oh, I'm just going to keep it to myself. So really excited that she reached out, and I hope she enjoys her reading because, you know, no pressure on me, right?
You can do it. I have faith. Without further ado, we'd like to introduce Vivian. Hi, Vivian.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here.
So excited that we connected. I feel super I'm excited for you. Have you ever had a reading before?
No, and I've never done a podcast before either, so this is a first for everything.
It's a day of firsts. Okay, well, yeah. I will let you, Ambi, you take it away and do your thing.
All right, Vivian. So a couple of things. I'm going to kind of verbally throw up on you. If it resonates with you, then tell me yes. If it doesn't resonate with you, then just tell me no. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, tell me that you don't understand that and write it down for me, okay?
Okay.
Nine times out of 10, later on, it will make sense.
Got it.
The other thing is, if I see something, please know that that's one potential that could possibly happen. Again, this is nothing in life is 100% accurate. So this is just one potential of literally hundreds of thousands of possibilities that you could go down. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So is there any particular question that you had in mind?
I guess I would like to know kind of where my future and career in like career has like sense is headed. That would be interesting.
Okay. So right now, do you do something with, like, I want to say something digital, something on the computer? Do you do digital marketing by chance? Do you do something like that?
I don't do digital marketing, but I do use the computer.
You use the computer. Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people use the computer.
Yeah.
So I keep hearing, and when I say they, I mean, I'm connecting to your higher self and your guides. So I keep hearing the words digital and I keep hearing the words marketing. So is that in relation to your job? Like for my 9-to-5 job, I do some kind of outside marketing and then I'm also on the computer. So how does that relate to you if it does?
Well, not exactly. Well, right now I'm actually a student, so I'm a grad student. I'm actually doing something a little bit outside of digital marketing, but I actually have like an Instagram account that I'm marketing in terms of conscious awareness and elevating consciousness, that type of thing. So maybe it has something to do with that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. So is that, they are showing me like a rocket ship. Has that taken off or is that about to take off?
I actually just started this maybe a couple months ago, but hopefully it'll take off. That's the hope.
Okay. So is this, let me see here. Mm-hmm. So did you have a question about the career that you're going into with your school, or did you have a career about the Instagram account? Because it feels like they're two different, two different areas.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I kind of want to almost tie the two together in a way, but that's still kind of unraveling and in the process, if you will.
Okay, so they're showing me Juicy now. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I am an advocate of healthy eating and living.
Okay, so does that incorporate in your Instagram account? Do you show that on your Instagram account? Like, it's like a bottle of green juice in a glass jar.
No, not necessarily.
Okay. So write that down for me, because that might come back around later on.
Got it.
It's a glass bottle of, it looks like green juice. So,
okay.
But you're also doing this. So can I ask, what are you going to school for? Because they keep showing me a cap and gown. You have like one more year. Are you getting ready to graduate?
Actually, I am. I'm actually in school for physical therapy. So
hey, I'm a physical therapy assistant.
I know. I heard that on one of your podcasts and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
That's awesome.
Awesome, girl. So I'm currently on my clinical rotations. And I graduate officially in January. So
congratulations. That's a long road.
Yeah, it is a long road.
Yeah, everybody always asks, do you want to go back to school to be a physical therapist? And I'm like, you know what? Not right now.
It's a lot.
To you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me see here. So okay, so why are they showing me like your stomach turning?
My stomach turning.
Yeah.
I mean,
something with, does this make you uneasy? Something like it's not what you thought it was, things of that nature.
I guess I could say that I've always been unsure about physical therapy in terms of if that was my like end goal. I've always loved working with people and I've always been interested in the healthcare kind of business, or I guess field, if you will. But I always like kind of wanted to do a little more. I always kind of, I guess, thought about between physical therapy, nutrition, or psychology. So kind of always been kind of up in my head about that. And that's why I sort of recently started this Instagram. I was actually inspired by a couple other people that I follow and wanted to just kind of broaden that and see, where that could take me. And we'll see. I'm kind of into like wellness in general. So it's kind of a common area of interest.
Are you into, I'm going to ask you very nicely. I'm not trying to be rude. Can you stop clicking your pen too?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So they're showing me, they keep hearing the word homeopathic and then I see two hands merging together. So, I feel a couple of things, but then like my intellectual side knows a couple of things. Okay. Mm-hmm. People go into physical therapy, or I feel like the healthcare field, to help people. It is genuinely their interest to help people. I don't think most people go in to make money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go in, it's a different avenue because you realize how much paperwork it is, how many patients you have to see in a short amount of time. You don't actually have that much interaction with people and it's not what you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the general feeling that I get with you, is it's almost like a stomach turning. Like what am I doing? But in that same aspect, they keep saying the word homeopathic, and then I see the hands going together. So have you thought about integrating, and I know that you said you're thinking about integrating the physical therapy side with the Instagram side. Have you thought about integrating physical therapy with homeopathic medicine or a more holistic medicine. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I have thought about integrating yoga with it. And
it
that is
more like nutrition, like food.
I mean, I would be open to that. I've thought about that in the past of how I could kind of, like, I actually looked up how to get like a nutrition like certification over the last maybe a couple months ago, I would say. But yeah, maybe it's definitely a path.
So this is not something that a lot of people, this is not something that a lot of physical therapists do in our country. Okay. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I keep hearing Chinese medicine.
Okay.
It's becoming more accepted over here in America. Cupping is one of those things that's being more accepted over here in America, and I actually do cupping. So the other thing is that herbal, nutritional, things like that, you could be on the forefront of something like that. And that's what I'm seeing, is that this is something that nobody else has done, and you're kind of taking charge of it. You're kind of leading the pack. So Googling other things, what they're showing me, they're shaking their head no, that's because it's not out there yet. It's not done yet. So you're not going to find what you're looking for because you're the person that's supposed to take charge on that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense to me.
Okay, so keep doing what you're doing with the Instagram account. Keep making contacts. I feel like you're going to make more contacts in that area. And keep your ears and your eyes open for like the latest developments in nutrition, the latest stuff. And they're shaking their head for a nutritional certification. That would be really good to coincide with both the physical aspects, because it's going to be great to heal the body as a whole, both inside and outside.
Mm-hmm. And let me just ask you, like, do they say anything about potentially getting like my yoga certification, like teacher training? Would that be of something?
They're saying down the road, it would be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have a lot of balls up in the air. You're going to be juggling a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So really right now, really focusing on two different avenues. So if you wanted to be the yoga and the physical therapy, I mean, they go hand in hand. A lot of people do that though, especially for, you know, like Tai Chi for Parkinson's patients and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nutrition, I really have this strong urge to really steer you towards nutrition. But again, it's your life. I'm just telling you what I'm saying. But it's definitely like, they definitely want to have that nutrition component in there, because I feel like there's such a lack in our society.
Right.
And that's what they keep saying, is there's such a lack. There's no education.
Yeah. And I mean, you see people feeding people all these crappy foods in hospitals when they're sick, and they need to be eating way better than they are now.
And nursing homes, like a lot of facilities need better nutrition, especially older patients that oh my gosh, I can't think of the word, that live by themselves. They don't have a caregiver or anything like that. They definitely need the education on what's healthy and what's not healthy, because a lot of those foods and things like that, they can dehydrate their body and actually prevent healing. So definitely something to consider. Like, oh gosh, that is so funny. Before we got on the call, I was telling Alexa, like, my stomach's really sick. Like, I just don't feel good. I felt great all day. And I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And all I could think about is like eating ginger and like doing all these natural things. And I was like, why am I thinking like it's not something I would normally think, but I was thinking almost like a nutritionist, like what organically can I put in my body to make me feel better?
So interesting.
I feel like that's Spirit's way of saying like, this is what's going to happen with the reading. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's like some foreshadowing right there. Some synchronicity. Yeah. I got that.
Yeah, definitely. Any questions with that?
No, I mean, that was very insightful and interesting. I was a little bit like nervous about, I guess, what my path was going to be in terms of kind of committing to this career. But I mean, each day that I'm in it, I feel like it's getting better, and I'm getting a lot of, I guess, almost like it's like satisfying to help people on a daily basis and see that instantaneous change. And it's interesting to kind of think about, oh, like, okay, maybe I can incorporate nutrition or other things to kind of work well and help better people's lives even more than I am already.
Yeah. And so. I know for me right now, and I don't know how you feel about this, but mm-hmm. I know a couple of things. I'm hearing the word chiropractor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you a couple of things that are going through my head. I don't know how your school was, but my school was very anti-chiropractor. Like, don't go to them. They'll paralyze you. X, Y, okay.
Yeah.
So ironically, through different turns of fate, the only person that would hire me was a chiropractor. And they're actually very intelligent people. In my experience, they're very intelligent people, and they incorporate nutrition in a lot of their offices. Mm-hmm. So when I hear the word chiropractor, maybe that is something that physical therapy should start taking a note from chiropractic care on, is more of a holistic, like the whole body, because I see so many doctors and so many physical therapists and physical therapy assistants and techs that, okay, it's a total knee replacement, let's work the knee. But this is a total person. This is a whole body, right?
Mm-hmm,
so right. The knee is not going to rehab as well if you're not exercising, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not eating as well. So looking at it from that standpoint, as a chiropractor would, might be something to think about. And maybe you could come up with a partnership with a chiropractor as well, because I keep hearing the word chiropractor. So just a thought.
Interesting. That is interesting. Actually, when I was a student before I went into grad school, I was interning at a PT office that actually had a chiropractor there too. So they kind of coincided and worked together, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, a lot of there are two offices in my area that have both a chiropractor and a physical therapist,
mm-hmm.
And a full staff on both levels. So that's nice, because I feel like in the past they were kind of competition for each other.
Yeah, I know. There's the whole I don't know, animosity between that. Oh, this is my turf or your turf. But in the end, it's about the patients and, you know, like how it's like about them and how they get better.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, and whatever works, you know?
Yep, definitely. So are you dating someone right now?
I am.
Can we shift gears real fast?
Can I
flip it around? Yeah. So how do you...
That's actually funny, because I was about to ask you a question about that. I was going to ask you to talk about that.
See, I'm psychic. I knew that. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm just kidding. I actually don't love it when psychics are like, no, I knew you weren't going to do that because I'm psychic. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So they were telling me that you want to talk about love, and they're showing me hands, fingers interlaying with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means to me is that it's a good partnership. It's a strong partnership, but is this person in school, medical school as well?
He's not in medical school, but he is in school right now.
Huh. Like, is it long hours like medical school? Maybe that's why I'm feeling like that, because there's not a lot of...
Yeah,
I mean... You don't see each other as much as you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Okay. Are you guys talking about moving in together?
Yeah, actually. That is coming up potentially soon.
Okay. So I think that would be, they're shaking their head yes. And I see you with a smile on your face and you feel happy to me. So I feel like that would be, that's not, they're not like showing me any signs that would signify not to do that. So I think that would be really good. But you have to release your fears and don't let the past come back to you. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. That does make a lot of sense to me, actually.
And they said, put your guard down a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
And don't be so rough with him.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then he'll put his guard down too.
Okay.
All right. Questions about that?
No. Yeah. That's really interesting. Because I feel like we were just kind of talking about that today earlier. Because we are doing long distance right now, which is probably why they're saying that I don't see him often, because I don't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were like, after I graduate, we might end up moving in together, just because we've been dating for a while. So it seems like the next step. But I'm always like nervous about that, you know, as anyone is in any relationship, especially if it's like your first time moving in with someone. And we're both pretty independent people. So yeah, I'm like nervous. We were just talking about that today.
That makes sense. It's understandable to be nervous, but without risk, there's no reward is what I hear. Okay. Especially with matters of the heart. You don't want to shut your heart down because you could have been hurt, right?
Mm-hmm,
so keep your heart open. And they're saying practice what you preach. Do you tell your friends that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. and then also they're showing me the number 2. So I don't know how that's significant, but it relates to you two moving in together. So if it's 2 months or 2 years, I don't know how that, or February, I don't know how that is significant, but.
We've been dating for like 2-ish years and a little bit over 2 years.
Okay. So yeah, maybe that's why. But yeah, I mean, I see. Do one of you have a puppy?
No, but I want a puppy.
Okay. I see you guys with a puppy. So that's like taking, I feel like taking another step again after moving in. You're like essentially getting a child. So, you know, testing the water, seeing how the dog situation works out. And I think it's going to work out well. I don't see any bad signs of like washing your hands or walking away from the situation like I normally see. So I think this is good. I think you just need to breathe and relax and don't get too much in your head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's really insightful.
Good. Well, you know, thanks. I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, so we have just like a few minutes left. Ambi, I don't know if you want to, or I don't know, Vivian, if there's like one last question, or Ambi, I don't even know if there's time for that, but I'm just giving a minute warning, a 5-minute warning.
Thank you. I appreciate you because I don't have the time on here.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about anything, Vivian?
Yeah. I mean, I guess one final question that I would have would be maybe just about, you know, what I should work on internally as a person, and how I can kind of better myself moving forward.
Okay. So a couple of things. Okay, so essentially I'm hearing get out of your head. And like I see you, I see you like in a book. So I think that what that means to me, the metaphor that they're showing me, is that you are very analytical and you're very much, you're trying to be more, it's just very textbook. Does that make sense to you? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I'm like a logical person, that's for sure, which I'm trying to like be more.
Yeah. They're showing me like you flipping over and like you're turning a new leaf. But don't push yourself to do it. And remember, because you're getting in your own head about that too, like, oh, I'm not spiritual enough, I'm not conscious enough, I'm not blah, 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 blah. Okay? So don't get in your head about that either, because it's the feeling thing. They're showing me your heart. You feel into this. It's not the thinking, it's the feeling.
Oh, that's really like, that like made me tear up a little bit. Because that is so true.
It is true. So that's why like changing your verbiage, like I started to change my verbiage literally. When someone says, my boss, my mom, my husband, my kids, anyone, when they say, what are your thoughts on that? I respond and I do my best. I'm not perfect, but I do my best to say, let me feel into that really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's essentially what you're doing. You're feeling into, because once you get into your head, well, I should be doing this, but I shouldn't be doing that. I could be doing this, but here are all the reasons why I can't do it. It's all bullshit at that point.
Right. No, yeah, I totally get that. I mean, I am trying to kind of also just like follow my feeling. I'm a very like indecisive person. Mm-hmm. Even if you ask me, you know, what kind of ice cream flavor you want, I'm like sitting there like, oh no, it could be this one, maybe this one. I don't know. But I'm definitely trying to like not overanalyze all the time and just kind of practice kind of going with my gut and my intuition, and just trusting, you know, trusting that the universe is out to support me.
So that is showing me your gut on that one. That's your gut, and go with the first instinct you feel. You want chocolate or vanilla? Chocolate. Don't question. Just go. You know,
okay.
And that will build up, and that will actually build your foundation for when you're with patients, because there will be things that you cannot explain, but they just work. Or
definitely.
I had a patient with a neck injury. She was not getting better. And I had been seeing her for 6 weeks, and I was like, there's something wrong with you. Like, you need to go get an MRI. Mm-hmm. I'm a PTA. I can't order an MRI, right?
Right, right.
So I found one of my doctor friends. He got her an MRI. She has a bulging disc in her neck, and she might need surgery. Mm-hmm. It's those instincts that's going to make you a really good clinician.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So it's so much more than metaphysical. It's on the physical realm we can use this to.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely try to think about that tomorrow when I'm going in the clinic. Do I feel so good? Yeah. Do it, Vivian.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alexa.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just chiming in because of the time.
I was going to wrap it up too.
Oh, okay. Well, you were on it, but Vivian. Sorry, I'm just chiming in. Vivian, what did you think of your first reading?
And you don't have to be nice. You can tell me later.
You can be brutally honest here.
Brutally honest.
Oh, no, I definitely would love to do this again. Like, this is so interesting to me. And it was funny because before I came on to this today in the clinic, a patient was actually talking about psychics. And in my head, I was like, what? Like, I'm actually potentially getting a reading later today. but it was just funny. But yeah, I am really happy that I reached out to you guys. It's funny because like this morning I was like, oh, like maybe I should just email them. Like, I don't know. And I just followed my gut, just like I was saying earlier, you know, I just followed my intuition and did it.
There you go.
And look what happened. So I'm so happy to meet you guys as well. Like, this is like crazy to me because I listen to you guys like on my drives home and stuff, and this is pretty wild.
That's so awesome. And also, like, send us your Instagram because that sounds really cool. It sounds really up our alley. Like, I was about to interrupt and be like, what's your username when you guys are doing it?
It's
like you up right now.
Vibe
High Viv.
What is it?
Vibe High Viv.
Vibe.
So, like,
oh,
Viv.
I love that. That's
so
super.
VIBEHIGHVIV.
Awesome. Following you. Yeah. It's going to happen right after you get off here.
Can you tag me in one of her pictures?
Yeah, sure, I will. Okay, awesome. Well, Vivian, thank you so much for reaching out. It's so awesome to connect with you. Ambi, thanks for reading as usual. And yeah, this is really fun. I'm really glad, like, this was a good first live reading, and we're going to have more coming. So thank you everyone for being a part of this, co-creating this. And until next time, we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.